I could have been anyone. The three black kids in the whole school at the time, whom no one else played with at recess. The girl, so embarrassed to exist, her eyes slid sideways whenever you talked to her. Or the pretty blonde who liked the smart boys and who could afford to sympathize with anyone. The one who smiled equally at us all, the janitor, married to the fourth grade teacher in bad plaid dresses, greasy gray hair, a stooping gait, and a bulldozer face. The fifth grade teacher who loved reading after recess stories to us, stroking our damp heads on wood desktops, her voice smooth like her fingers, her book a lantern held slightly before her. The tall oaks hemming the field that whistled and hissed shrill in the hurricane. The mouse that bit the boy at show and tell, triggering so much rage, he yelled, "You bastard!" Then ran outside, his clenched white fist flinging it to the asphalt. The big white splash the mouse made in the frothing thunder shower, stunning everyone. Or that boy's friend who raced right after him, half to stop the killing and half just to get soaked. Or the Texan we teased for being short. I thought everything from Texas was big. The second grade girl only I would like because I couldn't see her cooties and she didn't see my color. The second grade teacher with a face all smooth, her hair all light, her voice like singing until her Navy man returned for her like a flower unstrung from the sun. She cried and clung ecstatic against his unyielding uniform, its blue the darkest we ever saw, his aura raw like the war. The kid whose right hand didn't work, Lefty, who was left out of games till the only other choice was Barry the smelly fat kid. Or Barry's sister who dressed weird, he said, with a leer that mired the air like germs when he laughed, she's a slut. Or the silence in me then that rose like smothering black smoke. Or Barry's brother Don, who broke their old dad's leg because he did their sister. Or the fish Don caught and cleaned alive right before my eyes, its heart unable to stop itself under his probing switchblade. Or the two large army surplus clothes Don always wore, as if a faded jacket could make a man of any dropout during the draft. The creek, where as long as daylight held, we'd reenact Bismarcks and Titanics, making drowning cries for plastic disasters, then lob bigger rocks. Or Silly Willie, who'd hug and kiss us at any hockey goal, saying, "They do it on TV," until we yelled in his face, "Ew, don't be gay." Or Will's sister, whose hippie boyfriend on the couch pushed her panties down in her unzipped cutoffs, stroking her musky crotch, which I'd never seen, let alone smelled. Or the dust clad rug by the TV that I stumbled on, crashed in. Or Will's mom, then just watching the evening news, crying. Or her silver-framed Navy officer photo making her weep, not because he was dead, but because he's gay, Will confessed, and I think I am too, like my dad. The rich kid, Larry, with well-groomed hair and perfect clothes, whose mom, reclining on the couch, stroked my head like a cat's until, half-hypnotized in my hair, her eyes were wet with yearnings, and she called me her beautiful doll. I could have been anyone if only the cells of the self would have let me out, if only the war on TV continually would ever turn off. But the time would come just once in an eon when I could be ecstatic as anything beyond itself, when I was each injury, every injuring word, all the injured, and each sunstruck wave of grass blown to bliss, each inhale of sky in every tremulous body losing itself inside and others, all the hiding selves who seek.